This is Plant-Based Briefing, From Skeptic to Believer, Why I Ditched Paleo for a Plant-Based Diet, by Daniel Chong, ND, at ForksOverKnives.com. And I'm Marian Erickson, and this is the Plant-Based Podcast, where I narrate a variety of articles on plant-based and vegan living with permission in about 10 minutes or less every weekday. There are so many reasons to eat this way and to live this way. The top three are generally animals, environment, and health, but there are so many others, including the workers, antibiotic resistance, wildlife killing and extinction, deforestation, pandemics and viruses like H5N1, dietary racism, world hunger, and on. This podcast is a place where you can keep up on all the various facets without a huge time commitment. I select a variety of articles, get permission, and read them to you here in about 10 minutes or less every weekday. One listener refers to it as her daily inspiration to stay the course. So I hope it's of benefit to you as well. And now let's get to today's plant-based briefing. From Skeptic to Believer, Why I Ditched Paleo for a Plant-Based Diet, by Daniel Chong, ND, at ForksOverKnives.com. As far back as I can remember, my father instilled in me the value of a healthy lifestyle. Though I know now that what he thought of as healthy was a bit off, it was the thought that counted, and it led me to always strive to eat well. At the very least, it inspired me to add some veggies to the otherwise terrible meals my high school buddies and I devoured every day. In college, my interest in health grew as I battled mild but persistent acne. One day, I ventured into a New Age bookstore and thumbed through a book on healthy living to find the section on skincare. To my astonishment, the top recommendation to help reduce acne was to cut out dairy. I decided to try it and see what happened. Within a week, my skin started to clear up. Within a month, it looked better than it had in years. I resolved to make it my profession to help others achieve health through diet and lifestyle changes. During my training as a naturopath in the late 1990s, I was taught that vegetarian diets were healthiest, but my skeptical nature had me thinking otherwise. So when I stumbled upon the concept of Paleolithic nutrition, which holds that humans are best suited to low-carb, high-fat diets, I was intrigued. I read the few books available on the subject at the time. The reasoning appealed to me, and I ended up spending the first 10 years or so of my practice following this approach and teaching it to my patients, with at times good results. From paleo to plant-based, the experiment begins. About 15 years ago, I made the decision to focus my practice on the prevention and treatment of cardiovascular disease. As a physician whose primary tool was lifestyle medicine, my efforts to better understand the causes and the best drug-free or at least drug-limiting treatment options brought me to the work of Caldwell Esselstyn, MD. I learned how he was able to help patients dramatically improve their cardiovascular health using a whole food plant-based diet. I was shocked. A high-carb, low-fat vegan diet? I thought this was unhealthy, even deadly. But the more evidence I reviewed, the more I saw that Esselstyn was correct. It was a challenging time. I had really believed I was helping patients over the previous decade. Now I realized that by encouraging them to eat paleo, I may have harmed them in the long run. I accepted that I needed to learn more about the whole food plant-based way of eating. It was time for a new experiment. I would go whole food plant-based for 6 weeks before deciding whether to recommend it to my patients. I'm an all-or-nothing type of person, so I took the plunge overnight, seeing the evidence firsthand. It took a few weeks for my intestines to adjust to the increased dietary fiber, but after that, I started feeling really good. I noticed more of a lightness to my physical and mental state, more energy, and less stiffness upon waking. There were other surprising benefits, too. I'd been involved in different sports throughout my life, and I'm still an avid basketball player. Prior to going whole food plant-based, I was less and less able to recover from hard play in a timely fashion. After making the switch, I started recovering much more quickly. I like to run blood work on myself every few months, and prior to going plant-based, I had a slightly higher C-reactive protein, a marker of inflammation, than I would have expected. Within a couple months of going whole food plant-based, my CRP dropped to an undetectable level, and my cholesterol dropped to a range that would make any cardiologist think I was taking a statin. Seeing those numbers convinced me to commit to this 180-degree turn in my personal life and medical practice. I was all in on whole food plant-based. The right choice. It has been 13 years since then, and I can say without a doubt it was the right choice. I've continued to enjoy intense workouts, quick recovery times, and low inflammation and low cholesterol, as well as delicious plant-based meals. Some of my favorites lately include black bean tacos, lentil soup, and tofu scrambles with potatoes and veggies. I am so grateful to have discovered the benefits of whole food plant-based eating. My patients and I are much better off for it. Beyond diet, four pillars of heart health. A healthy plant-based diet is the most powerful tool in my arsenal for helping patients optimize their heart health in the long term. Many other aspects of our lives and habits can have an impact. These are four areas outside the realm of eating that I focus on with clients in my naturopathic medicine practice. Number one, don't skip the dentist. Unhealthy teeth and gums can become a reservoir of harmful bacteria that can leach into your bloodstream and injure blood vessels, making them more vulnerable to plaque formation. Regular dental checkups and cleanings can go a long way toward maintaining heart health. Number two, prioritize sleep. Poor sleep in general has a negative impact on many aspects of health and resiliency, and sleep apnea is an especially potent contributor to poor cardiovascular health. If you snore, wake often during the night, and/or don't feel well rested in the morning, talk to your doctor about having your sleep evaluated. 3. Move frequently. Sitting for too long is harmful, even if you get in a daily workout at some point during the day. To all my patients, I recommend making a point of frequently getting up and moving around briefly throughout a day when they'd otherwise be sitting. And number 4, extend your exhale. Take about 5 minutes twice a day to focus on slow breathing, where each exhale is about twice as long as the inhale. This reduces sympathetic nerve activity and can help alleviate stress and lower blood pressure. You just listened to From Skeptic to Believer, Why I Ditched Paleo for a Plant-Based Diet by Daniel Chong, ND at ForksOverKnives.com. And I'm your host, Marian Erickson. As always, I put a link to the original post in the show notes, and I'll also link a couple other related episodes about paleo diets. You can also find countless episodes on cardiovascular disease and blood pressure and other things that were mentioned in this article. But I'll specifically link 739, if you eat paleo, you've been doing it wrong, turns out they were more like Blue Zoners. 319, lose 2 pounds in one sitting, taking the myosinic route. And 237, paleo, a misguided approach to optimal health. So please share this episode with anyone who might benefit, and thanks for listening.